Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Donal. Irish people, they've always been very generous in supporting charity, both at home and abroad. And we know that this is a sector that has been badly hit by the COVID crisis. And one charity that we featured on Spirit in the past is the David Ware Trust. And on the line to tell us more about their work and how it has been impacted, we have Sian Fitzgerald. You're very welcome to the show, Sian.
Good morning, Donal. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to talk to you.
You too, you too. First of all, Sian, tell us about the David Ware Trust and the work that you are involved with in India.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the David Ware Trust, Donal, was set up about 15 years ago. It wasn't necessarily set up to be a charity, but that's where it led us. And we've been working in a number of countries over the years, including Latvia, India, even locally here in Ireland as well, actually. And we do lots of different things. We're an initiative of the People's Church in Dublin. That's where we sort of have our foundations. And we operate in a number of different areas. We operate in feeding programs in villages and schools locally in India, some education programs as well in orphanages, orphan sponsorship and building projects as well. We've built a lot of homes in gypsy camps and things like that in India. So basically, wherever we find need, we're quite a small charity and we like to keep it that way because it keeps all of our costs to a minimum. We ensure that 100% of everything we raise goes to the projects it's raised for. So keeping it small helps us to keep that secure. So yeah, we do lots of different things, but mainly in India at the moment, that's where we're focusing in the last few years.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I know you've travelled yourself to India, Sian, to work with the projects. And have those trips themselves had any impact on you?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I begin? How long have we got? My goodness. Yeah, I mean travelling and seeing firsthand the work that the money that we raise can actually do is incredible because it's so encouraging. And we travel to India normally once a year, at least with a team of people that fundraise for the projects. And it's a great way to see firsthand the impact that we can have on people's lives. But it's amazing how much that can impact your life. You don't really expect that. You think you're going to help other people, but it can have a huge impact on you.
Of course.
I mean, initially, I suppose, Donal, I found it very, very challenging, you know, to sort of be confronted like that. And sort of, I felt quite helpless. But I began to realize that the longer I was there, I began to realize that, you know, we can make a difference just one step at a time. It's very easy to become overwhelmed by it all. But I began to find myself, I just felt God challenging me to just make a difference one step at a time, one life at a time. And rather than just sort of running away from it and feeling overwhelmed, you know, standing up and taking a step forward and seeing what we can do. So it challenged me hugely to go there. But can I say it completely enhanced my life, because from my trips to India, I have made some incredible friendships, you know, and lovely relationships that have really impacted my life and enhanced my life. And one thing that we in the David Ware Trust nurture very much is relationship and with the people there in India. So we don't just go in on a one-off trip and spend a week and take lots of photos and have a bit of fun.
Of course.
We aim to nurture relationships and build relationships with people there. So my life has been very, very blessed by traveling to India, and I have some wonderful friends there that we work with, and I have to say it's changed my life completely.
It's amazing. That's amazing. It's a great endorsement for things like that, Sian. It really is. In relation to COVID-19, how badly has India been hit, and how has it affected the projects that you run and the work that you do there?
Yeah, hugely. I mean, COVID has had a massive impact in India, which I'm sure a lot of people have seen in the media. You know, the cases are huge every day. And I mean, that's something in itself that's very challenging for any country. But when you look at a country like India, where a lot of people just work for daily wages, so, you know, we have the luxury here maybe of a monthly or a weekly income. People there literally go work for the day and are paid. A lot of them would live like that, the majority of people. So if you consider what we have dealt with lockdown, it's been very challenging. But most of us, the majority of us, have had some sort of financial income or security. These people, to be told that you can't go out, means that there is no money, there is no food, and they're living day to day. So it's been hugely challenging. So as these numbers are increasing, it's harder to keep people in. Obviously, it's impossible to keep people in a country like that because people need to eat. So it's had a massive impact. It obviously meant that we were in the middle of beginning renovation projects there on the project that we're on at the moment in a leprosy village, and we had to just stop it immediately because obviously we didn't want builders going in and out and tradesmen going in and out. We had to protect the people. So it's also meant that we haven't been able to visit. And as I said earlier, the David Ware Trust is not just about money and, you know, just fundraising. It's about relationship. And I think that's had a massive impact on us as a charity because, you know, when we go down for that 1 week every year, we really try and spend so much quality time with the people. And it was my birthday last week and I got some lovely messages from India, but it broke my heart because it made me realize firsthand that, you know, there's a real gap in what we normally do because they look forward to us coming. We go down and we bring whatever they need with us and we get to spend time with them, which is what they really, really value and what really blesses them. So it's had a massive impact on us. It's had to halt a lot of what we'd normally do. And it's just altered the way we do things, but we are still working as hard as we can to maintain those links any way we can and to keep working for those people.
It's a trying time for sure, yeah, with these things. You've just got to kind of hope for the best, I suppose.
Absolutely.
So, Shan, you're fundraising at the moment to upgrade facilities. Could you tell us a bit more about that and how people might get involved?
Absolutely, I'd love to, Don. Yeah, we work very closely with a little village called Shantigramam, and it's a residential village for some elderly people who have had leprosy. And they basically, Carrigeary Leprosy Hospital discovered that when they were discharging patients after treatment, they found that some of them had nowhere to go because obviously there's still a huge stigma attached to leprosy. And in India, some of the families wouldn't want the people back. And so a lot of them were homeless. So they built this wonderful little village called Shantigramam many, many years ago. And they now have an opportunity to house people there. So we work closely with that project, very closely linked. And over the last few years, Donald, we began to realize that the houses were really decaying, obviously because of lack of funding. And so we realized it was something in the long term we were going to have to address because, you know, these people are living sort of in a remote area. There's lots of snakes and wildlife around them. They need security, they need safety, and they need comfort. And obviously they're quite disabled because they've had leprosy and they're elderly. And we at the David Ware Trust noticed this and we said this is going to be something we're going to have to do. So that's the project that we're currently working on. It's actually our largest project to date. As I said earlier, we're quite a small charity. So this was a huge undertaking for us because it's a big amount of money that we have to raise. But we're hearing stories, you know, somebody the other day, actually one of the patients found a cobra in his room.
Oh,
and
wow.
Things like, yeah, and you know, and then we have, because they're elderly, they're falling over, the ground is uneven, and there's just wear and tear on the houses. You can see photos on our Facebook page where you can see that they're in desperate need of renovation. So we have renovated six of them to date, completely renovated them, cleaned them all up and got them all safe. There was asbestos in the roofs, things like that. But now the next step of our project is to rebuild the houses. We're planning to rebuild some new houses for the residents. We just want them to have the very best because they deserve it.
Brilliant. And in regards to fundraising, I believe one lady even used lockdown as an opportunity to raise funds by losing weight. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Isn't it amazing how creative people can be during
it's
lockdown?
So funny.
It's incredible. Yeah, one of the ladies that travelled with us last year, what actually happened was when she said that the lockdown made her realise, you know, what it's like to be sort of locked in and not have a relationship with people outside and just be locked. And it made her think a lot about Shantigramam. So she undertook this amazing, actually it was fantastic, to lose £100, two stone, 100 days, 13 smiles. So it was for recreational facilities for the residents there, and she raised a staggering €5,000 during lockdown. It was amazing, and she lost loads of weight, so she felt great.
Yeah.
But it really sort of spurred her on because she said she felt for the first time she could relate to what they go through there, being so isolated. So her money is going to go towards like things like a duck pond, an occupational therapist, maybe some other areas we can create for these residents to have some comfort and social life together.
Brilliant. Forget Weight Watchers. Just send them to the David Ware Trust and they'll be able to raise money while doing it. Fair play.
Yeah.
Listen, Shan, this work just really does seem amazing. And if people would like to get in touch and donate or get involved with your work, is there anywhere they could do so?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can find us on the davidwaretrust.com. That's our website. And we also have our Facebook page, the David Ware Trust. And you can contact us by email as well on davidwaretrust@gmail.com. So we've lots of things that we're planning and working through. We've got some ladies doing the VHI virtual mini marathon. Obviously, everything's been altered, hasn't it, with the COVID. But you know what? Like I say, people are being so creative, and so people can still host small coffee mornings. I don't know if that's going to change in the next week or two, but virtual coffee mornings. There's lots of things that people can do to raise money, and we would really welcome anybody that would like to get involved, be interested in coming on a trip with us, obviously in the future, or just interested in getting involved in our fundraising at the moment. We'd be great to hear from anybody.
That's absolutely fantastic. So Shan Fitzgerald from the David Wirth Trust, thank you so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.